What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome. It's 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day again. I mean, does the winning ever end? I know you'll see some fluctuations in gas, but overall, that's looking and has been looking pretty good.
Yeah. And did you even see that? I guess it was at Waffle House. Took the surcharge off the eggs now because egg prices are so low.
Wow. Nothing says winning like Waffle House and, price of eggs coming down.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, you've got peace, at least temporarily, in the Middle East. That is a big thing. You've got University of Pennsylvania apologizing for screwing up women's sports. And, you know, they're going to strip Leah Thomas of her awards. And they're apologizing to all the women swimmers. And I think that this will catch on. I think other universities, I feel like they're going to follow suit. And that's a good thing. And that, again, it is a win for President Trump. You know, he mentions talking about the millions and millions of dollars that, like, New York City has spent on housing illegal immigrants. I mean, it's crazy. Whereas you get somebody like, you know, a Governor DeSantis partnering up with the Trump administration saying, hey, we've got a facility right here. And who's going to get, like, first dibs on, you know, getting people out of here? It's going to be Florida because we've got the mechanism. So that is going to get rid of child rapists and murders and many of these other illegal immigrants that are wreaking havoc and don't belong here. So this is a great thing. Again, I mean, just the overall theme. Trump is winning. The stock market doing very, very well. Trump is winning. And when Trump wins, see, here's the thing. We all win.
Yeah, but the left like to say he's selfish. It's all about him and the billionaires. I mean, that's what we keep hearing.
Well, he doesn't take a paycheck from the American people. He doesn't need it.
That's true.
And he could probably live off, if he chose to, the money he's getting from a lawsuit from Paramount and CBS.
Ooh.
You know, ABC, apparently, what? They already paid out. And this had to do with the editing that they did on the Kamala Harris interview. That's part of it.
Oh, trying to make her look reasonably intelligent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Paramount Global and CBS agreed on Tuesday to pay President Donald Trump a sum that could reach north of $30 million to settle the president's election interference lawsuit against the network. Trump will receive $16 million up front. This will cover legal fees, costs of the case, and contributions to his future presidential library or charitable causes to be determined at Trump's discretion. Yeah. So he's not even taking that money. There's an anticipation that there'll be another allocation in the mid-eight figures set aside for advertisements, public service announcements, or other similar transmissions in support of conservative causes by the network in the future. Wow. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
What would the public service announcement be? Something like, caution, much of the content on this show can cause brainwashing and people not having the ability to think cognitively effectively.
Wow.
Yeah. With these considerations, CBS would pay well in excess of the $15 million that ABC paid Trump to settle a defamation lawsuit last year. Current Paramount management disputes the additional allocation, but there are sources, and they told Fox News, that's what they're hearing. CBS has agreed to update its editorial standards to install a mandatory new rule. By the way, they're not admitting they did anything wrong.
Of course not.
But they put in, you know, mandatory new rules, and they're updating their editorial standards. But my goodness, they didn't do anything wrong.
They were writing a check, but we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Going forward, the network will promptly release full unedited transcripts of future presidential candidates' interviews. People involved in the settlement talks have referred to this as the Trump rule. Again,
wow.
Trump is winning.
He gets his own rule. That's pretty cool.
With this
he's a king, after all. You know,
yeah.
King's rule.
Very authoritarian of him.
Yes.
With his record settlement, President Donald J. Trump delivers another win for the American people as he once again holds the fake news media accountable for their wrongdoing and deceit. CBS and Paramount Global realized the strength of this historic case and had no choice but to settle. And President Trump will always ensure that no one gets away with lying to the American people.
Nice.
As he continues on his singular mission to make America great again, that was a spokesperson from Trump's legal team. Trump was seeking $20 billion in a lawsuit against CBS over its handling of a 60 Minutes interview last year when then-Vice President Kamala Harris, he accused the network of election interference. CBS is not acknowledging any journalistic wrongdoing with the settlement. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Settlement will include a release of all claims regarding any CBS reporting through the date of the settlement, including the Texas action and the threatened defamation action. The lawsuit alleged CBS News deceitfully edited an exchange Harris had with 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker, who asked her why Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wasn't, quote-unquote, listening to the Biden administration. Harris was widely mocked for the word salad answer that aired in a preview clip of the interview on CBS Face the Nation. However, when the same question aired during a primetime special on the network, Harris had a different, more concise response.
Imagine that.
I mean, it's who high up in CBS said, hey, you're making her look like an idiot. And somebody on the other end of the line said, hey.
Is what it is.
You know, you put lipstick on a pig, but some people are going to figure it out. It's like, no, go back in that editing room and make something, understandable and cogent out of that gobbledygook and do it now.
Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I believe may have occurred. The raw transcript and footage released earlier this year by the FCC showed that both sets of Harris's comments came from the same response. But CBS News had aired only the first half of a response in the Face the Nation preview clip and aired the second half during the primetime special. CBS News long denied any wrongdoing, et cetera, et cetera. And so there you go. But again, more examples of Trump winning, and I love it. Oh, a page out of the old Ronald Reagan playbook, possibly.
Yeah.
Hours into Philadelphia's largest strike in decades, a judge has sided with the city and ordered more than 200 911 dispatchers to return to work. And this is they're all unionized. And they represent thousands of city workers, including trash collectors, police dispatchers. They walked off the job Tuesday after negotiations didn't end in a deal. Earlier Tuesday, a judge issued a preliminary injunction for the complaint after the city said that the strike is posing unacceptable threats to public safety. I get that. The complaint filed by the city Tuesday morning said that there is no substitute to the 911 emergency system, and shortly after midnight Tuesday, dispatchers walked off the job in the middle of their shift.
Wow.
According to the complaint, the city does not have the staff to operate the call center without trained dispatchers to avoid threats to public health, safety, or welfare. These are our frontline workers. These are the people who are answering the phones when people are having the worst moments of their entire lives. And they're underpaid. And they're overworked.
But in some jobs, you just don't walk away. And that's one of them.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
Hmm.
What's in it for me?
Yep.
It is 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But feel free. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Another day of awesomeness. Welcome. Good morning. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21 time now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Don't be shy. And if you don't get through right away, try back. We try to go through them in a timely way. Ready? 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, down here in the Crystal River area, we see a lot of people with bumper stickers or T-shirts or hats that say President Trump was right about everything. And it's kind of a little payback for all the negative things they said about our president when he was running. Mm-hmm. One thing the president said while he was running, one of his first campaign speeches, said that we were going to get tired of winning. Well, I just want the president to know I'm not tired of winning. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we can develop more stamina, and we can stand winning even more. I like it.
Wow.
You got to work together.
Kind of like working a muscle or whatever. You,
exactly.
You get stronger.
Like my heart muscle.
I like it.
Got to get that to come back.
Yes.
Need some stem cells. Anybody volunteer? 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Kevin. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how we're going to evacuate 5,000 people off Alligator Alcatraz during the hurricane, because they're in tents and they're in trailers. DeSantis knows you need Kwanzaa huts down there, and you can only evacuate maybe 100 real quick. So think it over, guys. Come on, Don. Ooh. Come on, Ron.
Hey, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I wonder if they have a plan for that.
Huh. I hadn't thought about it. I really hadn't thought about it. But it's not my job to think about
here
it.
Here comes a hurricane. Hurry up. Hand out the FEMA water wings to everyone.
Wow.
The water rises, but I guess so do the gators.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. In the past couple of months, one time yesterday and one time a couple of months ago, I've received notification about the end of support for Windows 10 on October 14th of this year, and how my device is not compatible, which is with Windows 11, which is a relatively new laptop, just a few years old. But they don't clarify if I must take Windows 11 or if I can just soldier on with Windows 10 without the updates. I've never noticed any particular benefit of these updates, and I don't want to go around dumping $1,500 on a new laptop. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is becoming, obsolete. They're not going to service it.
After a certain time, yep.
Yeah, yep. So I don't know what your choices are. I mean, if you have somebody in the computer business that can help you out, I guess that would be the way to go that could keep Windows 10 running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know for half of our operations here, we still have an old Tandy.
Yeah.
That we plug into. Feed the gerbils every morning. The Tandy just keeps on pumping it out.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing is very interesting. Like, oh, this new technology is going to make your life so much better. And in many ways, of course, it does. But in many ways, it adds some headaches. And updating Windows possibly could be one of those. Let's go to, What's Bugging You continues. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
Man, that everybody missed how devious President Trump is. You know, after Biden got elected, they had the Operation Warp Speed, and who was the first one to roll up his sleeve and get those couple shots, the first couple shots, the two COVIDs? That was Joe Biden, and then he got three more booster shots, and then he got COVID three times, and then he went brain dead. What the heck?
Okay. Correlation, not necessarily causation, but I get where you're coming from on that. All right. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. As someone who's about to be deployed to Alligator Alcatraz over this weekend while everybody's having picnics and fireworks, yes, we have a plan, and I'd be glad if people could support the plan instead of trying to throw sand in people's faces. Have a good day.
You know what's bugging me, Greg?
No, tell us, Bob, please.
Are we or are we not? Aren't we coming up on the 250th year, our celebration in the United States?
Okay.
I mean, I guess it would be, 2026?
Yeah, right.
I want to hear more about it, honestly, because this is going to be our 249th birthday, coming up in a few days. And I don't know. It just seems to me like the run-up to the bicentennial back in 76.
As soon as you brought that up, I knew where you were going to go because I agree with you.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, in fact, just here a while back, I found some pictures. I forget if I was in probably eighth grade or whatever. And it's like, you know, you had was it a Freedom Train or something? You Amtrak had this train going across the country. Everything was in red, white, and blue. I mean, it was bicentennial fever for sure. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So will we get that? Wow, that was 50 years ago. I don't want to think about that part.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, there you go.
We were coming back from the shore, as they call it, up in Philadelphia area, shore, and got stuck in all the traffic because of the big fireworks and celebrations on that 4th of July for the bicentennial. It was one of the best displays I ever witnessed in my entire life.
We had bicentennial coinage, you name it.
Sure did.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, I guess in some circles, they continued the whole buy idea. I don't know what they'll do for
$250. I don't think that's really what they had in mind in 1976.
Oh, that's something different, isn't it?
That's something whole different, sparklers and flame stuff and whatever. Yeah.
Changing subjects right now. Coming up next, we're going to have Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. That big, beautiful bill, is it beautiful to those of us who love our 2A? Details coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Second Amendment, very important to all of us, and it should be, and also important to gun owners of America's Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning, and we are tired. It has been a long couple of days, actually a long couple of weeks up in D.C.
Let's start with some good stuff. Campus carry in South Dakota took effect yesterday. That's good for gun rights. And then a U.S. District Court judge in California said non-residents can apply and receive a concealed weapon permit. So a couple of smaller victories here in other parts of the country.
Oh, definitely. It's good news. And as you know, we're fighting the fight all across the country, even in New York. We filed a summary judgment regarding New York's ban on not issuing non-resident permits. So we're fighting the fight out there, too. We are fighting in Illinois against their magazine and assault weapons ban. And as, of course, you know, we filed a motion for summary judgment here in Florida for the open carry ban and under 21 carry ban. And we also filed our amicus brief for the under 21 purchase ban here. So, yeah, the fight is going across the country in every state that has anti-gun laws on the books. But as you know, we're also fighting in D.C.
Yes. The big, beautiful bill. How pretty is that bill looking at it through the eyes of a Second Amendment defender?
Well, the eyes of a Second Amendment defender was very angry and red after what the Senate parliamentarian did. GOA fought tooth and nail to get short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns, any other weapons and suppressors taken off the National Firearms Act. And then an unelected Senate parliamentarian decided, nope, this isn't germane to the bill. I am removing it. Mind you, in 1937, the U.S. Supreme Court flat out stated that the NFA is a tax, and taxes are germane under the Byrd Rule. So what happened was, is in the Senate, they simply, instead of taking it off the NFA, they simply lowered the tax from 200 to zero. But the bill has to go back to the House to be reconciled. Well, we're working with Representative Andrew Clyde, and he is introducing an amendment to reintroduce the repeal of short-barrel shotguns, short-barrel rifles, AOWs, and suppressors from the NFA again. And on top of that, one of the other key parts of his amendment is that instead of it taking effect in January of 2026, his amendment would be a much quicker time frame. We're looking at 15 to 20 days.
Well, that sounds like great news if indeed it passes. Now, if the House puts their stamp of approval on that and that amendment is adopted, does it again have to go back to the Senate? And if so, well, if it doesn't have to go back to the Senate, then that parliamentarian move, I guess, is just moot.
Well, exactly. It does have to go. If we get this passed, and we're fighting tooth and nail to get this passed, it does have to go back to the Senate. And that's where the fight really comes in. The best thing that people could do is your listeners, you know, my fellow Florida gun owners, they need to call and they need to put pressure on their lawmakers to say, hey, we want this done. And the phone number to do that is 202-224-3121.
I got a question for you.
202-224-3121. I just want to make sure everybody got that. Go ahead, Greg.
Got a question, though. Listen, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, and you may not know the answer, or you just may make something up. So let's say the whole suppressor thing, you know, the Hearing Protection Act, does get passed. What effect does that have? Let's say I've got a suppressor, and I've got all the paperwork for it, and it is an NFA item. Would that become no longer an NFA item if I decided to sell it? Or would those be still because they were a part of that? Do you kind of see where I'm going?
Oh, I see exactly where you're going. So if we get this amendment passed, if we get what we want, full NFA repeal done,
yes,
what will happen is a suppressor will be treated as a regular Title I firearm from this point forward.
Even those that have been previously purchased?
Correct.
Okay.
Even those that have been previously purchased. Yeah. This would be kind of no different than what happened when the Clinton assault weapons ban ended. Remember how firearms made prior to 1994 were pre-ban, firearms made after 94 were post-ban, and then you had the LEO-only classification of post-ban rifles that couldn't be sold to the public. Well, when the ban ended, all those firearms could be sold. All those mags could be sold. And that would be the similar thing.
Good to know. Nobody's asked that question, so we need to know.
If we get it done, all it will be is if you're buying a new suppressor from a dealer, if we get this all done, it would be no different than buying a regular firearm. You go in, you fill out the 4473. Here in Florida, you know, they run it through FDLE. FDLE approves the background. You take it home.
All right. Well, and that's what we were hoping for. And when we heard it initially, when it was still in the House bill, I thought it was too good to be true. And then I saw what the parliamentarian did. I go, yeah, figures. So I'm glad that we have some people in the House that are not giving up on it. That's very important. And also back to Tallahassee, if you don't mind, we finally did get that Second Amendment tax break. Apparently that's going to be September 8th through December 31st. And I mean, overall, that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing in the sense that it should have been done now. The fact that we have a Republican supermajority and they squandered a month and a half bickering over nothing. I mean, look, listening to the governor, when he got the budget bill, he said, you guys spent all this time on this? This isn't anything special. Come on, guys. You could have done better than this. And it kind of reemphasizes the general issue that we have in Tallahassee. Yeah, did they something good? They did. We're going to pat them on the head for that. But they should have done this back in April because the governor wanted it to go into effect from Memorial Day to Independence Day, you know, the time when the industry as a whole is in a little bit of a slump because, you know, you don't have any hunting seasons, you don't have any major gift-giving holidays, the tax cycle already ended, so people aren't getting their tax refunds by this point. It's already done. And that was the governor's intention, was to really support the Second Amendment industry when dealers are at their lowest point of the year, financially speaking. And the legislature screwed that up. And just like they screwed everything else up, they didn't pass open carry, they didn't pass on a red flag repeal, Parkland repeal, under 21 repeal. You know, we have a Republican supermajority that does the bare minimum, and they shouldn't be doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, and we've spoke about that so many times. It's it's very, very irritating now. We've got some squishy Republicans, rhinos, whatever you want to call them. They know to win in Florida, you run as a Republican, whether you are one or not. And it would behoove the voters to make sure as you head into primaries that you know who these people really are.
You got that right. That's the real races in Florida. It's the primary races. It's not the general, because remember, up to one quarter of our entire legislature runs unopposed. But on top of that, most of these districts are heavily Republican districts. They're like R+8, R+9. So the real race is the primary. And if people want good, solid, conservative, small government, pro-liberty Republicans in office, that's the race you got to watch. That's the race you got to look at. And, you know, a good candidate in your area that we're looking at is Marshall Rawson. We haven't endorsed him yet, but we are looking at him. And so far, he's looking like a good candidate. And that's a good example of a primary race to look at.
What was that name again?
Marshall Rawson.
All right. We'll check that out. And we always appreciate your input, Lewis, and we hope that you very much enjoy the 4th of July holiday.
Definitely, and it ain't the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. That's what we celebrate.
There you go.
That's good.
All right. Lewis, you take care. Be safe.
Same here. And remember, celebrate this country by blowing up a small part of it in your front lawn.
Yeah, but do it carefully, right? All right, Lewis.
Yeah, keep all your fingers and stuff, you know.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Appreciate what you do. Yeah. Not real happy about the BBB, but there is still hope for some of that stuff to to get put back in there.
Isn't it nice actually seeing some politicians who literally down to the wire at the end are still fighting for our Second Amendment rights?
Yep.
They're not from Florida. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they all should be.
Yes, they should.
Wow, what's going on in Vegas? Some kind of crazy dust storm. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is definitely a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy hump day, Trump day. Trump just keeps on winning. More on that coming up. But down power lines, eastern areas near Las Vegas, they had severe weather sweeping through the area on Tuesday, bringing dust storms and strong winds knocked down power lines across the area. You imagine, I've never been in a dust storm.
Looks awful. Looks awful.
Have you? You've never experienced that,
nothing
have you?
Nothing to that extent, no. Not like the video that I've been seeing there.
I mean, it's one thing when you got gusts of 70 miles an hour. That can knock some things down.
Sure,
but when there's sand and dust in the air.
One of the pictures is like you couldn't even see like the jets sitting there.
Really?
You know, it was just, yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't imagine that running a jet engine into dust-filled skies would be good.
Well, think about driving anything. Clogging your air filter, like, immediately, you know. Well, the irony, I guess, you've got that out west and then up in the northeast. It's like flash floods, people driving through. In fact, I saw a picture or a video, guy in a kayak rescuing a guy in his car. Because he's like, well, people don't pay attention. Oh, sure, I can drive through this. No, you shouldn't. But, you know, so it's kind of a contrast.
It is crazy. Yep. One of the top stories is the new migrant detention center opened up. In fact, I believe they're going to take some folks as early as today. This is one where President Trump was hanging out with our own governor, DeSantis. And this 39-square-mile site located at the Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport, they say can house up to 5,000 detainees. And, of course, you know it's surrounded by swampland filled with alligators and pythons, which officials say serves as a natural security barrier. And the facility is composed of tents and trailers built within a week, projected to cost Florida approximately $450 million annually. FEMA is expected to reimburse a portion of the cost. Officials say it'll help alleviate overcrowding and expedite deportations. Environmental groups and indigenous leaders argue it threatens the Everglades ecosystem and encroaches on sacred tribal land.
This land has been covered with an airstrip and concrete and all this for years.
In fact, it goes all the way back to the 1960s when they planned that to be one of the largest airports in the U.S., five times the size of JFK.
Wow.
Eventually, though, they scrapped the project, but its massive runway remains and will now serve as a departure point for deportation flights.
I like kind of a point the president did make, because you were talking about the fact that the FEMA budget will actually pick up part of this. It's money that I guess, you know, the Biden administration previously kind of targeted for housing illegals in luxury hotels in New York City.
Yeah.
Now is actually going to try to solve the problem, not be part of the problem.
Exactly. But an astute caller did call in earlier and say, hey, what's the hurricane plan?
Right.
If these things are, you know, small buildings and mostly tents,
right,
stuff, I don't know what the evacuation.
But Tony followed up with, said he's going to be there. And it's like, don't worry about it. We've got things under control. So.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
So well, They'll figure it out, I would imagine. There's some kind of contingency plan.
Well, it's not like the governor and those in Tallahassee don't know we have hurricanes in Florida. So
yeah,
there's that.
And there's not natural impediments to hurricane and hurricane winds
not
in that
so much,
area.
No.
It's a lot of flat and pretty low and pretty close to the water line there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sea level. It's about, I don't know. It's 8 above sea level.
Yeah.
No, eight inches.
Oh, well, then what could possibly go wrong? I guess I do like a lot of the memes, like all the ones with the Gators lined up with their ice caps on, you know, their little ice hats.
Kind of cool. Yeah, we could have some fun with it.
Might as well.
U.S. Senate narrowly passed. I mean, it was like a hair on your chinny chin chin. The big, beautiful bill. The final tally vote, by the way, was 51-50, with VP J.D. Vance having to come in and break the tie. Wow.
Yeah.
Three Republicans joined Democrats, rejected the package. Senators Rand Paul, Tom Tillis, and Susan Collins.
There's some...
Yeah, well, Rand Paul looks at, look, I don't like the idea of the added debt.
Right, I get that.
Which shouldn't, that should not occur if the Trump growth situation is anywhere near what they think it's going to be. In other words, there's not going to be additional debt if we just have growth that doesn't drop below our historic lows basically of ever. In other words, if we just have regular growth. But the bill is designed to spur further growth.
Yep.
So if we get in those higher growth numbers, all this stuff is going to be rectified. At least that's the idea behind it. And, you know, you might have some economists who don't like that, but they're the same economists that have poo-pooed Trump at every turn, including the tariffs. Oh, by the way, Jerome Powell let it slip, basically, that he didn't lower the rates because he didn't like the tariffs.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Yep. He basically said that. And it is funny because, remember, he did drop the rate when actually the numbers that they try to go by were not in sync. But he did it, leading up to the election?
Yep.
Oh,
playing politics, are we, Jerome?
No, no partisanship at all, Greg.
A little bit, maybe?
Strike that from your thoughts. I know. It's sickening. Oh, and then the Democrats tried to play games with this whole big, beautiful bill. They tried to jam in 45 amendments that were considered over 27 hours. And now senators passed a catch-all amendment boosting rural hospitals' funding and phasing out federal subsidies for wind and solar energy. But, you know, the bill obviously is much more detailed. It's, 900-something pages? 940 pages. So, yeah, and again, the House is going to be working on a couple of things and making sure that, they're happy with it. And then I guess there'll still be another sign-off by the Senate again. See, they used to do these things like in committees. And so it wasn't such an arduous process. They kind of worked it out. Agreed. Yeah, we're good. Done. But now nobody wants to work together anymore. So that's where we're at. Hey, apparently Malaysia is not real happy with us, and this is interesting because they're cracking down on plastic waste imports.
Okay.
So,
all right,
they're raising concerns about where the U.S., especially California, will send its growing mounds of trash. Isn't that interesting? We're environmentalists. We're eco-friendly. We're from California, the land of fruit, nuts, and honey. Yeah, we're all those things. But, yeah, let's use Malaysia as our trash bucket.
Well, we don't have China anymore taking that for recycling.
I know.
So you got to find somebody else, huh?
Really?
Yeah, a little hypocritical there, California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We've got so much more we're going to be talking about on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to have Ed Bilarski, general manager of GRU, coming in a little bit later this morning. Hang on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.